was because there was Morales had put together this rejoin.
Done. Yeah. Right? That's it. Yep. I got you.
And,
yep.
And the thing was, he talked in this rejoin about Cisco and the thong song.
Yes.
And once that happened, George started singing the thong song. But George was upset because Chris actually buried the thong song underneath a Nick Lachey 98 Degrees boy band sort of
yes,
a thing.
Yes, he did.
Apparently because Nick Lachey is a big 710 listener.
Big SC fan. Hey, Nick.
Right.
No way.
So,
wow.
So George was all upset because he was like, the thong song still rocks out. You know, it you know, whatever he said, right? You know, it still holds in time. You know, whatever. And so George is singing this song. And then somehow it was like, why don't we twerk to this? And then it turned into a twerk off.
Mason and just started trying to twerk.
You know what? Now I want to hear this. I involuntarily go to twerking move.
Twerk. Well, you got the bug.
You got the bug.
You need to stretch more.
So, since you guys are here, DeMarco, I'm going to be at that Rams game on Sunday. And here's the weird...
Are you really? Wow.
So...
will you be there, DeMarco?
Of course. No, I'm just like, wow, this is a... interesting time.
What's interesting is you get paid to be there, and I pay to be there
a lot.
But you want to be there. You want to see.
I do. I want to be there.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm there. I'm right there with
you. So you must have the inside word on whether or not Stafford's going to play.
No, man. I was shocked. Just as shocked as you were when Sean McVay said that he's in the concussion protocol. I mean, I instantly went to the video and started watching Tampa again. He finished the game. All 57 snaps. He got sacked. Vita Vea is 360
yeah,
pounds.
That guy is a monster.
He's going to, if he falls on you, something's going to break. But I didn't think he got scrambled, his brain scrambled. So I'm looking for any sign, any shake or whatever. I know the week before he wound up in the blue tent. So he's been getting hit. So, but it came out of nowhere that he's in the concussion protocol. Wow, that stinks.
Did you see that dumb, let's see, last night in the Carolina-Atlanta game?
Which dumb
blanked on the quarterback?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Headbutting people with helmets on, even though he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Yeah, he's trying really hard.
He is trying.
That's
hard.
Exactly too hard. He's trying really hard.
Yeah. He's trying to be a leader despite being the guy holding the clipboard.
He is. You look. I think Baker Mayfield has everything you want in a quarterback, except he stinks. He's got swag.
Yep.
He can talk the talk. He's
good,
got the
attitude. Good in those commercials last year.
He just stinks on the field. That's the only problem.
So I've got to learn how to be, I think, a different kind of fan. I've got to learn how to be a fan that enjoys each game for each game and isn't thinking about destination. During this era, now I was season ticket holder when Jeff Fisher was the head coach, and that was a miserable year. But since then, at worst, we were 9-7, right? Missed the playoffs one year with Sean McVay at 9-7.
Yes.
Rest of the time in the playoffs. I've got to learn how to be okay with, I'm going to the game, I'm rooting for the Rams, even though we're probably not going to make the
and
playoffs.
And they could lose. Yeah. I would say don't do that.
What do you mean don't do that?
Keep your expectation. Right. This is just a bump in the road. And there's a reason why the team is performing like it's performing. You can't block anybody, really. I mean, you're really struggling up front. Like I said, there's some things that you want to do with Matthew Stafford that you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to bring out the Jared Goff package just to keep him safe. So now, midseason, he's been knocked out of the game. So I would say don't give up on it. Don't give up on your expectations. Keep those there, but understand what you're looking at on Sunday.
Because home to Arizona, at New Orleans, I think both winnable games. That puts us at 5-5, and then we've got, obviously, at Kansas City.
Yeah, Tampa was winnable. You had that
Tampa
game.
Tampa was totally winnable.
You won that game.
What a different world it would be. The alternate universe where we win that game and we're 4-4. We have a completely different attitude about this Sunday if we wind up 4-4 after that game.
What did you think about the last three plays? Sliwa was upset with the 3rd-and-5 play.
Oh, the 3rd-and-5 was terrible.
Actually,
it was terrible.
It was all terrible.
I asked McVay about it. I said, what were you thinking on that play? And he said, well, flow of the game, and I got to do a better job. And you know,
bro, if he drops back to pass, he's going to get sacked.
But you have to take a shot.
Okay, it's loud.
You just completed a pass to Cooper Kupp for 5 yards. You can do it again.
It's loud. You're in that end. You haven't blocked anybody all day. Look, and your defense just made a stop. So if you're sitting there thinking, what's our best option? Because we ain't going to get it on offense. Let's go conservative, punt, and have our defense make one stop. 44 seconds, no timeouts.
His name is Tom Brady.
But he has not been Tom Brady this season.
You stopped Tom Brady.
He might become Tom Brady at any point. You never know.
You stopped him on fourth down. You stopped Tom Brady on fourth down.
Well, guys were dropping passes.
Yeah, that guy dropped a pass.
Right, but they're still the same guys Tom Brady's going to be throwing to.
So, but I understood the call. I mean, if you drop back to pass, you're going to have to drop to seven. You can't roll out.
Sean McVay can't get one first down to win the game?
I'm with you. I thought the second and nine play to Cup, that was the play you should have had. That wasn't the best football decision I've seen him make.
But DeMarco, isn't it interesting that you're saying that he couldn't drop back to pass because he was likely going to get sacked? But you decided that you were going to go and try and run when, let's face it, they know they can't run. So somebody had to be doing the math on the sideline to think, run, clock runs, two timeouts, and they're going to get the ball back in all likelihood. And you do the math and you go 40-some-odd seconds. It's still Tom Brady.
That's what I did, by the way, with McVay, too. I said, was this like some analytics thing that I don't know about?
I would take that bet. Like, number one, you needed a better punt. I think that was his second shortest punt of the day.
He punted 14 times in that game.
You needed a banger.
He's
like
tired.
Like Tampa Bay's punter was just rocketing the ball. You needed one to flip field position and then put your defense on the field to stop him. So I see where he's coming from.
But, I mean, they immediately give up a chunk play, and then they got cracks at the end zone.
This is what happens, though, when you are making your decisions based on bad options and lack of confidence.
Can't run, can't throw.
It's like that scene in the movie Argo, where they're deciding the plan to get those hostages out.
There are no good ideas.
No good idea. Is this the best bad idea you have?
Have you guys seen Black Hawk Down?
Of course.
It's been a long time.
Remember that movie. They fought their way through that entire city to get to safety.
Yeah.
That's like asking those guys to go back in. After you stopped, did you see the reaction when they stopped Tom Brady on fourth down? Yeah. The game was over.
It was over.
And then you got to go back to him again. I
mean,
that's devastating.
One first down.
No doubt.
Okay. Sean McVay.
But wait, DeMarco, let me ask you. So then when the game is over and the defense does go back on the field after thinking they've already sealed it and they wind up giving up the game-winning score, and then you have Jalen Ramsey afterwards taking his shot at the head coach.
Well, it wasn't the head coach.
No, it was really at the offense.
It was at the players.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. But I have a question. Who's running the offense? And who's making those decisions?
Sean McVay, Liam Cohen. But it's not. He wasn't.
It's a personnel thing. It's not. You can disagree with coaching decisions, but the real problem with the Rams offense right now is the personnel.
Right. Well, what I'm getting at is Jalen Ramsey making his displeasure heard the way he did.
Yep.
DeMarco, what'd you think about that? Because to me, that's the kind of stuff that when you're losing, and then all of a sudden one of the team leaders says something like that, I mean, that can create bigger problems in the locker room.
Well, I said this. I think you guys talked about this. This is a big week for McVay when you start to pull apart the football team and say, this group is better than the other two. So you're going to have to blend that and get these guys together. Because if you drop another one, that's when things really gets bad.
God.
Well, you know what football is in sports, especially the NFL. Heads must roll.
Right.
Somebody has to go. So you got to get this right if you want to keep the culture together. So, but yeah, I'm glad to answer your question, Cap. I'm glad Jalen said what he said. It needed to be said. Because if you don't say it, it festers. Then you start having fights at practice.
Right.
And God forbid, it moves to the lunchroom because guys aren't performing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he said it. He challenged everybody in that locker room. Now you're going to have to step up and play better.
Okay, let's do something a little different.
Yeah,
so it's National Singles Day. National Singles Day. I am not single. Andy is not single. Bergman is single. You're
married.
Married. Cappy, you're not single. You have Rachel.
But I'm not married.
He's technically single, but spoken for.
Right.
Cap hasn't said a word.
No, I mean, I'm not married.
Do you like... But you and Rachel are together, right?
Yeah, we're like in a real thing. We don't live together.
Boy, you're playing a lot of semantics here, Cappy.
They don't live together because Rachel doesn't let Cappy's dog sleep in the same bed with them.
Well, that's one reason.
It's not the main reason,
but it's not the main reason.
Did you not hear that on the show yesterday?
I did. I missed that.
He's nasty.
He's it's pretty gross. He sleeps naked with the dog.
Oh,
okay. That's not right.
Under the covers.
Thank you. See,
they're both
not
under the covers at the same time.
Gross.
Like if you're under the covers and the dog's on top of the covers, that's fine. But if you're
the dog
both
goes
under
the covers,
the dog
and I sleep back to back, touching each other, my back to his back, and we're both naked.
Is that illegal?
It should be. Weird, man. Should
that
be.
Is I don't
weird.
Let my dog under the covers because I'd have to like change my sheets every day.
Although, in fairness, my dogs do. They're not under the cover dogs, but they do whatever they want.
Why would you have to change the sheets, Lindsay?
Because then you'd get dog hair all up in your sheets, and I can't sleep with like dog hair on my sheets.
Don't be nasty, Cappy.
So I guess the question is, back to the original, do you like being single, Cappy?
I'm not really single. I mean, I'm really in a committed relationship.
Look, he's going to end up single if he doesn't just acknowledge he's taken.
Yeah, I'm taken.
Right. Did you like being single?
Yeah.
Or were you immediately looking?
I liked it for a while, and then, no, I was not looking. It just happened. Organically.
Yeah.
Does Rachel listen to this show?
No, but she tracks him, so.
Oh, that's right. She does. That's right. She's got a tracking device.
Wow.
Right.
And he's cool with that.
Like
you're
a low
cool with
jack?
That, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, it's, no. It's
he encourages that. Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
And you know where she is, too, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, tell us where she is.
No.
Where is she?
She's at
doing?
Costco right now.
Costco. Does it actually tell you the exact spot she's at?
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty close.
Why do you need such a system?
Device.
Well, we just in case, you know?
Just in case what?
An emergency.
But
let's say Cappy gets into a car accident.
OnStar. It wasn't that a thing.
It is OnStar. You're right.
Is that a thing still?
I don't know. Whatever
it is. But no, and she's at home waiting for him, and he's not showing up. And she can look out on the app and see where
he
is.
Are you talking about like
oh my God,
my phone?
There's an accident.
Yes.
Yeah,
find
like
my,
find, yes.
You know.
Okay.
But this is a pretty rare thing. Most of the time, you're doing really boring stuff. You're driving from here to there. Why does she need to know where you are at every moment?
Well,
does she not trust
ago.
You? This sounds like a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, you see, we think of it the opposite way. We think of it as the ultimate in trust because where am I going to go? I'm being tracked. I mean, I'm not going anywhere.
Tell them what happened when we asked you to turn it off, Cappy.
Ooh.
True. I turned it off, and about 30 minutes later, she got to me, and she's like, yo, why'd you turn your locations off? Something going on?
Not, are you okay? Just why'd you turn it off?
Is everything all right? No,
are
you?
Although about 3 weeks ago, no, maybe it was about a month ago or so, DeMarco, I was driving south from the radio station. I was driving all the way back down to San Diego, and I stopped at the Hilton at the John Wayne Airport because I like to use hotel bathrooms should I need to stop and use a bathroom. And she hit me up, and she's like, why are you at the Hilton at the John Wayne Airport for 27 minutes? And I was like, because I had to pay for parking. Anything under 30 minutes was free, and I had to go to the bathroom desperately.
So you paid the hotel to go in and use the bathroom?
Because I got 27 minutes versus the 30 minutes. First 30 minutes
over
30, were free.
He took as much time as he could without paying.
Cap, that's brilliant.
That is something that is purely Cap. One
no,
of
I
one.
Stopped last night.
You know how they say Cap? One of one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ain't no others.
Last night. San Juan Capistrano. I stopped there last night. There's a hotel I love right off the freeway. Camino Capistrano. There's a hotel right off the freeway. I love it.
You stop every time?
Yeah, it's like my midway point.
Nice. Well, listen, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go see Wakanda Forever, which I'm really excited about.
I've heard great things.
Yeah,
I'm super psyched about it.
Heard great reviews already.
Yeah, and apparently a really nice tribute to Chadwick Boseman. I've tried to stay away from the reviews, but they're everywhere. People love it.
Awesome.
People love it. Lakers tonight, Lakers-Sacramento, we got the game coming up for you. No LeBron, and AD's questionable.
To the best of my knowledge, still
always
questionable.
Always.
What about USC tonight, dude?
Facts. USC, that's right. Line is 34.5. That's
Colorado, crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Who's coaching Colorado?
Isn't Carl Durrell still coaching
Durrell
Colorado?
Is coaching
Colorado.
Oh, that's too bad. Wow.
Yeah. 34.5 point favorites. I feel good about that. UCLA tomorrow. UCLA is home to Arizona. I think they're 18.5.
Wow.
So that's setting up for next Saturday.
Big time.
Yeah.
Next Saturday is the thing.
I heard there's heat about the time of the game.
Yeah, it's either going to be the 5 o'clock or the 7:30. Now, it is ridiculous for that game to be on at 7:30. That should be a prime time 5 o'clock game.
Yeah, 7:30 means nobody on the East Coast is going to see
Nobody
on
the East, 10:30 at night, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Why do you care if the East Coast sees you?
Voters.
This has always been a...
We're trying to make the college football playoff here.
Yeah,
we want people to see us.
You keep winning by large margins, they can't keep you out.
Oh, no, they can. Look at the Pac-12 has only been in the playoff twice in 6 years.
Who was the most deserving squad that got passed over? Not to belong or keep this combo going, but who was the best Pac-12 squad that got overlooked?
I don't know. What am okay. I? What am Oregon? I? Football reference?
I'm just asking. I don't know. I just. I don't.
Who you are, Mace?
Why do you care about
collegefootballreference.com? I don't have this running through my head right now.
My bad. Get back to twerking.
Google knows. All right. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. Maybe Ireland. Ireland is in safety protocols. He's got COVID for like the third time, he may be live from home.
Don't call him and ask him how he is, Mace. He didn't call you.
Already did. Already checked in on him because I believe kindness matters.
Okay. We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that today. All right. Hey, see you Monday. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Well, let me tell you, Coors Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all year long. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ding, da da beep. Bing, ba da boop, ba ding, 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 da da ba, ba ding, 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 ding. Yeah, come on, DeMarco.
Bing, ding, ding, ding. Bing, ding, ding, ding.
Ba ding, 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 ding.
Bing, da da da.
Ba da ba, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Bing, da da da.
I love the song. Yes, sir.
DeMarco, what's happening?
Not a main, hanging in there, trying to get a victory. How about you?
Yeah, I was trying to get a victory yesterday, but I took a giant L in the twerk-off.
Wow. Can I answer Morales really fast? He asked if I can twerk.
Please.
I'm sure with, you know, my derriere, my nether region, mm-hmm. that people want me to or wish I could twerk. Mm-hmm. But you'll never know. You will never know if I can twerk or not.
So
I can't believe you guys did that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was. Have you seen the social media posts about it?
That's where I saw it. I didn't know what you guys were doing because I didn't like have sound.
Oh, well, it wasn't obvious what we were doing then?
I thought you guys were doing some workout or trying to loosen him up. I didn't know what the heck that was. So yeah. When you said twerking, I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's
it still didn't
was.
Look like twerking, though.
It was not twerking. It was like... old guys trying to...
booty spasm.
Yeah, I don't think you'd get the job at the club.
Yeah, I know.
He wouldn't get it at anywhere.
I don't think you'd get the job. Yeah,
you know, they would say... Boss Amanda said to me, she goes, Cappy, I'm really disappointed. I said, I know, me too. I mean, I could have won this thing had I been able to like climb that tree and do that twerk move that I did after the clock stopped. And she's like, no, it's not that. It's your hips. She's like, I thought you had loose hips. You're very tight.
You do got loose lips, so, you know.
Wow.
But tight hips.
Yeah.
You know?
You can, I mean, keep practicing. You'll get better.
Well,
you may break something, but you'll get better.
Right. Right. I don't want to get hurt. I'm bound to have, like, a back injury. Doctor says, what happened? I'm like, dude, I was working on my twerking.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Wow.
I couldn't, I don't know what happened here, Doc. So, DeMarco, it's great to have you in today.
Yes, sir.
Because obviously the first thing people think you and me are going to want to talk about, because Morales is even telling me, he's like, don't just because you have DeMarco in today, break down the Rams' third string tight end. Nobody cares.
No. What happened to LeBron? What's wrong with LeBron?
Okay.
His groin?
He's broken.
Yeah. So let's start there.
Because okay.
You know what? Because George and I, all week long, Shidano is out on ESPN assignment. He and I have been just beating up the Lakers story all week long. So you know what we need from you?
What?
A fresh set of eyes.
Okay. A fresh perspective.
Yes.
So okay.
Start with LeBron. LeBron's out tonight, groin injury. Everybody remembers LeBron's first year in LA, big time groin injury. LeBron said the other night after the game, he's like, nah, this one, it's not as bad. How do you know yet? You don't know. As soon as he got hurt, he walked off the floor. He didn't go to the bench. He went right to the locker room. Out tonight against Sacramento. Team is 2-9. Are we seeing LeBron get old right in front of our eyes here?
I guess, or break down. And Mason said that Anthony Davis is questionable. And I said, for eternity or just for tonight?
Because when isn't he?
He always seems like he's questionable. This is not a hot take. This is just how I felt when I found out that LeBron was hurt. And he's going to miss the next two, possibly. And then you have a week off until you play again.
Yeah, I think all of next week is off until Friday.
I think I can't wait until this era is over. Is that fair to say? Is that a hot take?
When you say this era, the LeBron era?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think you're alone at all.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of people want to verbalize it like you just did, but I'm with you. I mean,
I love LeBron. There's nothing against the guy. Look, I'm a fan. I want him to go someplace else so I can be a fan again. Now that he's a member of the Lakers, I have to watch this more, and it's scrutinized more, and you have to talk about LeBron more, and it's nauseating sometimes, especially when you're not winning. So I can't wait until this era is over. Is that mean to say?
No. Here's a question for you, though, because this gets back to a fresh set of eyes. So how soon do you want this era to be over? Because everybody talked at the beginning of the season about it's all Russell Westbrook. Everything that happened last year is all Russ's fault. This year, it looked like we were headed towards another one of those kinds of years with Russ, and then he changed his tune. He went to the bench. He became the sixth man. The fans cheer. They chant MVP when Russ comes in. I started calling him Brody again. It's not all Russ's fault. So the question is, would you be interested more in trading AD than Russ? Because Russ is going to be, he'll be a free agent at the end of this year. You'll get rid of that $47 million. You go spend it. But would you like to try and think about maybe trading AD?
I've always thought about trading AD. And I think I said that a year ago, maybe more. And people jumped right down my throat. You know how diehard Laker fans are. We're not trading AD. No way. He's going to be the heir apparent to LeBron, all this type of stuff. I mean, look, I thought everyone should be on the table when you're trying to fix this thing, when you're trying to compete for championships. There should be no one that is untradeable, including him and LeBron. But, of course, people have different opinions. So, look, whatever's going to fix this problem, yeah, do it. Do it ASAP. Do it yesterday. Because we talked about Russell Westbrook accepting the six-man role. Okay, he's done it, and you're still 2-9. So obviously, there's something else that needs to be done. I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's just the truth.
DeMarco, Anthony Davis, you know where the problem lies in this entire Anthony Davis story?
He can't stay healthy.
Well, that, but here's everybody else. Here's all of us, every one of us, fans, media, even team executives, etc. Every single person that follows the Lakers, guess what? We were all collectively wrong. All of us.
About him?
No, about this notion that if LeBron and AD are both healthy, the Lakers are back to being a real contender. It just requires both of those guys to be healthy, and then they'll just put guys around them. Well, guess what? Through the first 11 games, AD missed a game, LeBron missed a game, but like you say, they're still just 2-9. So even the LeBron, AD, when they're healthy together, the team is not winning games. So everybody who said that LeBron and AD, it's all about AD's health. Everything is contingent on AD's health. AD's playing, although he may not play tonight, but as of right now, he's questionable. But AD's playing, and they're still 2-9.
You know what's funny? You know, I wish I would have stood my ground a little more, because I remember when they were trying to get him from the Pelicans, right? And everyone said if he came here, it would be a sure thing. You would be a contender. And I remember
they did win a championship the first year with
they
both
did,
of them.
And I give them credit for that.
It's fair to say now that it's like LeBron and AD and a bunch of guys. I don't think that that's inaccurate.
Yeah,
then but or now,
right now.
Fair, but I mean, I was just saying, like, I don't think he was the finished product leaving the Pelicans. You know, maybe I think you guys might be overshooting it just a bit. But it was so many people saying it was going to work. You just had to go with them and be in lockstep, kind of that groupthink thing. Mm. And then now you have a guy that struggles to stay healthy. Isn't that the same guy?
Well, not only struggles to stay healthy, but when LeBron's not playing, and you're looking at him and you just use the word heir apparent, he's supposed to be the guy that's going to take over. When LeBron's not in the game, or even if LeBron is around, he is not taking over as the primary offensive option, which we had this whole argument earlier in the week. But LeBron has said publicly, we need AD to be the number one guy, and he's just not.
Right.
And he may have the physical, like when you look at him, he may have the body, the arms, the shoulders, the legs. It's, but does he have the head and the heart to be the guy?
Well, obviously not. I think the hay's out of the barn on that one, right?
Yeah, I mean, George was saying, he's like, well, the Lakers got to figure out if he can be the guy. I'm like, figure it out?
Wait, what am I missing? Lindsay, do you like AD?
I don't like AD. I just don't think it's fair to say, like, the reason that the team is terrible is because of LeBron and AD. Because, A, here we are 2 years later after they won a championship, and LeBron's getting up there in age. He's known for years that he can't continue to play at that level, and that's why, you know, they wanted to have AD be the number one guy. But at the same time, look at the rest of the team. It's terrible. Like, I don't think you can discount that.
No, I don't think you can either. But the question really is, can AD elevate to be the number one? I mean, DeMarco says right out of the chute, the answer's already no.
Nope.
I agree. And then the second part of it is, if he can't be and LeBron is getting old, then what do you do? Do you wait until the end of this year and say, we're going to give it one more shot for 2 years, get rid of the Russ contract and make a trade with AD? Or do you make a move now because you think you can actually salvage this season?
I don't think you can salvage the season. Do you?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are your options? I mean, let's take them one by one. I don't think you can turn this around. I don't think you're going to become a contender with this group, right? So what are your options? You have to explore every trade option, in my opinion, if you want to get out from under this.
All right, see, we needed a fresh set of eyes. We needed a new perspective.
Yeah.
And because otherwise, me and George, it got to the point where George was doing the Sedano side because he was just so exhausted from talking about how bad they were day in and day out. Go, girl.
Can you dance to this now?
I mean, like right now?
Like, can you put this on in the club and dance to this?
Oh hell yeah.
Like how?
Maybe the
not
remix
modern
version.
Dances.
Remix it.
You can't modern dance to this.
No.
DeMarco, I will twerk to this.
Oh God.
Well, we already know you can't twerk, so there's that.
Well, let me rephrase it then, Laura. I will do what feels and looks like, well, feels like twerking to me.
There you go.
It may not That's look better. Like twerking to you guys.
You got to dance like nobody's watching. I got into a fight with Lindsay during the break.
No way.
Yeah. A little bit of a tiff.
Oh, now
a
when
brouhaha.
You say a fight, I would just say this to you.
Yeah.
Be careful, my friend. You are bigger. You are stronger. You have a Super Bowl ring. But Lindsay has been in a lot of fights in her life and kicked a lot of ass.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You've been in fights, Lindsay?
Yep.
You scrap?
Lindsay,
you throw it
Lindsay,
out?
Lindsay, yep. tell DeMarco about the time you kicked that guy's ass in the lunchroom.
That one specifically, long story short, this guy was being a jerk at school, and during lunchtime in the cafeteria, I forget how it started, but he was embarrassed because, anyway, long story short, he tried to pour chocolate milk over my head, and so I turned around, and I punched him in the face.
Yeah.
And I broke his nose.
Dropped him. Dropped a fool.
You broke a guy's nose?
Yeah, yep. And we got arrested in school.
You and him?
Yeah. And then they put us, as a joke, because, you know, we had, like, a police officer in school that's just, like, there to, like, monitor things, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as a joke, when they arrested us, they put us in the same holding cell, and we're like, hey, Kirk, you think you'll be all right in there with Lindsay? Like, making fun of him.
Wow.
See that, DeMarco? So when you say you get into a fight with her, I get worried for you.
Oh, I didn't know I was, like, you know, yelling at a felon.
Yeah.
I was actually a minor, so I had it expunged from my record after going to some anger management classes.
Somebody with a, you know, a prison record. I didn't know that. Yeah. No, she said that when we were talking about LeBron James and mm-hmm. how he's... Did you say he was blameless in this?
No, I didn't say that. I said people need to
relax
about
on it.
LeBron, because it's not like this is all LeBron's fault.
No, but I said he brought Russell Westbrook
there
here.
And
there
I said,
go.
Well, the front office actually brought Russell Westbrook
and then
here.
I said they're going to do what LeBron wants.
He tried
wants.
To that change part. It during the offseason and the Lakers didn't do anything,
well,
so now he's ticked.
But that wasn't the argument, Cap. The argument was... She said everyone was happy when Russell Westbrook became a Laker.
People were pumped.
Yeah, most people were.
Yes.
Most people were pumped?
Yeah, yes. Oh yeah, dude.
100%.
I started with, like, how is this going to work?
Right.
I thought that's where most people were.
I think that was a thing, but most people were pretty excited.
Yeah, you weren't wearing your Laker-colored sunglasses. Most Laker fans were like, oh my God, we're winning the championship. We just got Russ. Brody's coming home.
Yep.
Brody's coming home.
I knew more of that, Brody coming home, but every Laker fan I knew was like, how is this going to work?
Yeah, people are going to say that now, but at the time, we could pull the tape, pull the tweets. People were pretty pumped.
I think maybe people in here were pumped.
But I'm with you. Listen, DeMarco, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says that, look, we all acknowledge, at least most of us acknowledge, that LeBron James and Anthony Davis went and visited with Russell Westbrook and then came back to the front office and said, we talked to Russ, we want Russ. So the front office said, okay, we'll go get you Russ. And they did what they were told to do. Now, a year later, when everybody expected that the Lakers were going to trade Russell Westbrook, now the front office gets blamed for not trading him, but people don't want to blame LeBron and AD for bringing him.
Wait, but
because everybody wants to blame the front office, and they'll go, well, they had the chance to get rid of him.
I think that's fair.
You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't say it was LeBron's fault then, and now it's only, or that it was his fault for bringing him here, and it's still his fault. Like, I'm sorry, but sure, LeBron may have facilitated the trade, but at the end of the day, Rob Pelinka is the GM, and he should be the one who has the final say. And if he's not, wait, time out. Then if he's not, then why didn't the Lakers make a move this offseason when LeBron wanted them to make another move? You can't sit here and say this is LeBron's fault because he brought him here in the first place, because if it was all LeBron's fault and he was the one running the team, they would have changed something this offseason. Because that's what he wanted, and that's been the thing.
Or maybe the front office behind LeBron's back was like, why don't we stop listening to him?
That's an interesting time for them to take that stance.
Well, who would want him? That's my question.
Nobody.
Yeah, that's the other problem.
Nobody wanted Russell Westbrook. Yeah. Now it's a little different today, I think, because people have seen Russell Westbrook do a couple of things. One, take on a role that most people thought he would never be able to. And two, he's actually playing with some pleasure. Remember Charles Barkley, first game?
Absolutely.
They've sucked the life. And they've sucked the pleasure
of
the game.
They've sucked the joy out of Russell Westbrook. Yeah, I remember that.
Right. And now you see Russ. He's dancing. He's shimmying. He's smiling. He's having a good time.
I think he's fantastic. I thought he'd be great coming off the bench. I never thought he would do it. Remember when they asked Carmelo about coming off the bench? And how he just poo-pooed that quickly?
Well, that was the first time around, yeah.
And same thing with Allen Iverson back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, asking him to come off the bench would be an insult. I thought Westbrook was of the same ilk. So
He was.
I never realized how bad
things were going.
But I never thought he would do it, and he's doing it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure now there might be some trade partners, but, you know, if Russell Westbrook wanted to be a starter, who would want him?
But somebody actually got to him, because the first couple games of the season, remember what he was saying? How, like, I'm not used to coming off the bench. That's why my hamstring got hurt, or whatever the case was. Like, I'm sorry, but I think somebody obviously got to him, and it was probably Darvin Ham, maybe his agent, but somebody like had a real sit down with him and said, this is what you got to do. And eventually he bought in.
I asked some of the basketball guys, Cap, and like, what can you do with Russell Westbrook? And they said, you can actually send him home. I think that might be an option, where they would pay you to stay away if you don't accept what you want. Yeah,
right, but that was then. Everything's changed in the Russell Westbrook world. He's gone from being the bad guy to the good guy.
Yeah.
And but it doesn't really change the facts. And we'll talk to Slee coming up about it in a few minutes, and maybe he'll have information about Anthony Davis. The facts are, this team is still 2-9. It's still LeBron, Russ, and AD. And I thought, well, these guys only played like 20 games together last year. Let's give them some time. After 11 games, there's nothing, at least in my opinion, based on the eye test, that I can look at and go, you know what? It's still early, guys. Everybody relax. They're just kind of new coach, new roster. AD's got a sore back. LeBron's got a sore groin. Russ is changing his role. It's all going to work out. I don't see how it's all going to work out.
No. What was the consensus when you started the season? Like, the Lakers were no better than eighth seed. Do you think that's still valid at 2-9?
No, probably not. But I was selling full blown championship. In fact, about a week ago,
you were selling championship.
Oh no, a week ago,
on a serious vein or just having fun?
No, well, I mean, I don't know.
But okay,
about a week ago, they had won two games, and I was saying they're going to win the championship, and Matt Ryan's going to be the MVP of the series.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, after that,
I will never let you pick my lottery numbers then.
Delusional, see?
Yeah.
I know, delusional.
A little bit. Right. Wow, poor Matt Ryan.
Yeah. So we'll get into this more with Slee coming up in a few minutes. DeMarco is in for Shidano. Hey, DeMarco, we had such an amazing time yesterday. I got to just spend a minute thanking the people at Bastards Canteen yesterday. I don't know who came up with this name. I don't know what the backstory is of this name, Bastards Canteen. But we had such a great time there in Downey yesterday. And DeMarco, even after the twerk off, and then after the radio show ended at 7 o'clock, I got off the air. Lindsay, I don't know what happened to you last night. I don't know where you went. Okay?
I went home.
You just took off?
Wow.
Yeah, I had to go home.
Well, there was no going home for me, okay? I got done.
Rachel let you out.
Well, wow. I mean, I got done.
I thought
you
had to be home by like 9:30 or something.
Well, I'm salty because, you know, I had to be here.
Oh. DeMarco, I got off the air. Two pitchers of beer came out from inside Bastards Canteen. We started pouring beers for all these 710 listeners who are all members of the Circle of Trust, Sedano and Cap community on Twitter. We were all drinking beers and we were cheersing and whatever. And then we all, it was like a parade. You know, I was like Forrest Gump and I was walking and behind me there were like all these people following. And we walked across the street and we went into another bar and then that's where Boss Amanda was.
Nice.
And Beto Duran was there and there were just all these great listeners were hanging out with us and we were having a great time. And I looked around and I was like, where is everybody? Where's Lindsay? Where's Sedano? Where's everybody? Morales. Everybody left me.
They pulled the ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? There's nothing better than a good bar crawl.
I agree.
Absolutely. Going from bar to bar, no doubt. Yeah.
It's fun.
Bastards? That's the place?
Bastards Canteen, Downey.
It's a Motley Crue song called Bastard. Great song. Yeah.
Yeah, we were there celebrating the Marine Corps birthday and today Veterans Day. To everybody that is out there celebrating Veterans Day, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys. I don't know if everybody here has military folks in their family. But, you know, my dad was in the U.S. Air Force, and I called him this morning. I said, hey, Dad, happy Veterans Day. You know, way to go, man. Way to be a U.S. hero.
Yes,
even
sir.
You really, you know, worked in the mailroom. But that's okay.
Cappy.
It's all right. It's all right.
He served.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he served. Exactly.
He did serve. Absolutely. He did his job.
By the way, shout out to Alex Carter. He's one of my best friends for, like, OG from middle school. He always listens to our show. And
he served?
Yeah, he's in the Army.
Shout out.
He's a lifer.
Oh, he's serving. Nice. Okay,
he's actually about 3 months away from retirement, which is awesome. Crazy. He signed when we were in high school, and now he's about to retire, which is crazy.
Dope.
That is awesome.
11th hour, 11th day of the 11th month. That is Veterans Day, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You guys got shout-outs you want to send? Go for it, man. But to all the veterans out there, just awesome. And glad we were there yesterday for the Marine Corps birthday and the pre-celebration of Veterans Day in Downey. They put on quite a show, and that's a great street festival.
Mm.
A lot of live music and booze and just dancing and people having a great time. That was awesome yesterday. It really was. Thanks
to everybody.
Until
you started twerking.
Yeah. Cappy, one quick shout out. I know there's a guy, Omar, who brought us socks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, because I was like, thank you, Lindsay, for bringing me my socks. Because he was like, Lindsay has them. Lindsay told me she had them. So shout out to Omar for bringing us socks. I was a little, I don't know how to take my socks because it was a Grinch. I was like, what you trying to say, bro? But you know what? I appreciate them. They're cute.
Wow.
They're cute.
My socks were like beer and football.
There you go.
Oh, that's dope.
Which was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, DeMarco, you got to come. Next time we do a live remote, you got to come. Because you just cannot believe the number of people that come and then how they all become friends and they all are exchanging information with each other and they're taking pictures together and they all are part of the community. So it's a lot of fun, man.
I met a lot of people at the Mandy Awards. You know, big fans of the station, big fans of the show. It was great. Yeah, they travel everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They know everything about you, Cap. Everything. Wow. Yes.
Cappy, also... Just really quick, how Bastards got their name. Mm-hmm. So it was the guys that put it together. They served together, and their platoon, if I'm not mistaken, they were called the Bastards. There's more to it, but I don't remember. And they wanted to honor the fallen members that didn't come back, so that's why they named it Bastards.
Wow, that's cool.
ERD Bastards, ERD, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I don't know, but that's a good story.
No doubt.
Well, happy Veterans Day out there, and thank you for your service, everybody. And we didn't get to who's going to play quarterback for the Rams this weekend, but DeMarco must know something. But we're going to put Slee on the spot. Is AD going to play tonight for the Lakers? Alan Slee will join us coming up in a matter of moments. I did see that.
Upside your head. Yeah. Come on, Cap.
Yeah.
The dog, my man.
Snoop,
that was one of the coolest things ever, was meeting Snoop backstage in London right before he did this Rams rally. I mean, this dude is getting ready to rock 30,000 people, and he couldn't be more calm. It was just, you've done this a lot, haven't you, Snoop? Oh, yeah. This is nothing, dog. And went out there and rocked the crowd. It was awesome.
Was he smoking a joint when you were talking to him?
Nope. But there was a smell coming from someplace, but he was not holding one when I saw him.
He's like, that's right. I'm just chilling. I'm ready to go.
My man. Yes, sir.
And then all of a sudden that curtain opens, that light comes on, he grabs that mic, and Snoop becomes Snoop.
You know, I wonder, Snoop has been vocal about the Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember he used to be so defensive of the Lakers, 16-time world champion. This was way back when.
Yeah.
How does he feel about this era right now? Is he going nuts too?
I'm going to call him and find out.
You're going to call Snoop?
I'm going to call Snoop and ask him.
Okay, tell him I said what's up.
I will.
All right.
I will indeed. DeMarco Farr is in today for Shidano, and we will definitely talk about the Rams and the Cardinals coming up this weekend at SoFi Stadium and a lot of other NFL stories that we'd like to get to, including the Raiders and the Colts and their new coach. We'll get to all of that on the way. But let's find out what's going to happen tonight at Crypto.com, the Lakers and the Sacramento Kings. Alan Sliwa, Slee on the spot.
Slee!
What's going on, Slee?
What's going on, guys? Look at this little DeMarco Farr 2 days in a row. DeMarco, you good over there?
Oh, man, having a great time. Sitting in your seat.
Okay.
Make sure you change it's seats clean. When you come back in.
No. I left it clean. Trust me. I left it clean.
My man.
Hey, Slee, did you see any of these social media posts of mine versus Mason's twerk-off?
I did. Can I just tell you, Cap, just right out the gate, I'll tell you right out the gate, I did think, I thought it was kind of yours. You know what I mean? Like, you were kind of the heavy favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to give Mace his credit. When you put two palms to the ground and you put in that much effort to where I didn't think Mace kind of had it. Maybe it was some of those twerking videos that he said he was going to watch before. But I have to give him his credit on this one. I just didn't think he would go down to the ground the way he did.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about Mason is, and I'll also give him his credit. You know, when the lights are on, it's just like what DeMarco was talking about with Snoop. You know, when the lights came
with
on,
Snoop.
You know, I mean, he became the middle-aged gay Snoop of sports radio. You know what I mean? He just, the lights came on, and he just did his thing, man. He's a pro's pro. What can I tell you?
Next level. It's next level. You're right, Cap. You're right.
I know. Me, I'm just like the middle-aged, straight, freaking, you know, I mean, just all the opposite things. And he killed me. He beat me. I mean, there's no question. I lost.
You've done pretty good for yourself. You've done pretty good for yourself.
Yeah, he beat me. He is the champion of twerking, no question about it. Until DeMarco gets those hips loose,
he's
going to hold on to that title.
Yeah, he's going to be the reigning champ forever. Not happening.
Yeah. Slee, can you give us an update? Any word on Anthony Davis yet for tonight against the Kings?
Nothing yet. And we'll find out in about, I want to say an hour, less than an hour. We should find out more. So they had this, you know, anytime somebody's sick, you're going to automatically think, oh, is it COVID related? It's non-COVID related. And it took out Lonnie Walker. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because inside of that locker room in the past week, Lonnie Walker's been out of the lineup. Patrick Beverley just came back. He missed a couple of games. LeBron said, this was about 2 weeks ago, LeBron was talking about how he was out from a Sunday night to a Wednesday in between games. They're all non-COVID illnesses. It sounds like AD's got something similar that everybody else had in that locker room. But we'll find out in about, I'd say about 45 minutes, 50 minutes or so.
Okay. And is there any word at all on the severity of LeBron's injury yet? I mean, is there any talk about that yet?
Well, we'll see if they give us anything more, but it sounds like it needs time and rest, and the less he's on it, and I know that sounds kind of an obvious thing, but it's not one of those, they got a weird schedule coming up here. So they got a game tonight. We know he's going to miss. There were some reports out there, and I think it was Shams that said it. Don't be surprised if he misses Sunday's game against Brooklyn. Then they go 4 days off without playing, which is incredibly odd in an NBA schedule that they would do that. But Monday through Thursday of next week, they don't have a game till Friday. So hopefully that time gives LeBron James what he needs. And let's, you know, there's nothing really to – it's already incredible that LeBron has played – at this level for as long as he has.
Mm.
He's played the most minutes I want to say in NBA history, and he's also played three additional seasons of just playoff basketball. So I got to imagine things like this are just going to come up. You saw him, and he even mentioned during the post game, nothing really happened, right? He just kind of went up, and when he came down, he felt something. You guys just being athletes in your own sense, in your own way, or somebody that just goes to a gym and says, I'm going to go play some pickup. Think about what he's doing at age 37. He's about to be 38. And I think this is probably something we should get used to with LeBron James, that stuff like this may just happen here and there, especially at this stage of his career.
You know, I put him up there as, like, with Bo Jackson, as far as, like, one of the best athletes I've ever seen, for a guy that can play this long at this level for this amount of time. So I think this is just a small thing that any athlete would have at this point. But Slee, you're one of the basketball guys that I talk to, and I got to bring Lindsay back in on this for a hot minute, because she said there was universal praise when Russell Westbrook was added to the Lakers. Were you over the moon when they brought him here? Or were you kind of like, how is this going to work?
No, I was excited to have him.
You were excited. Okay.
Also point out, both things can be true.
True. Go ahead. Tell me why you're excited.
So it's actually, it goes back to Bron. My thought was, as Bron continues to age, Russell Westbrook could be that, Russ could be that player that, hey, I could take a lot of pressure off LeBron James. I could be Russ. I could be myself. I can go fill up the box score. I can, if Bron needs to go to the bench and get a little bit of, almost kind of, it's kind of crazy the way they're using him right now, where he's coming off the bench and he, Bron can maybe take a little bit more rest because Russ can run things offensively. Him and AD can carry the load. That was my thought process. I would have never imagined that it would be this bad. If you were telling me a worst case scenario with Russ last year is, man, I don't like their positioning in the playoffs. A six seed, man, now they got to go versus the Warriors in the first round.
Right.
That's what I would have thought, right? And I'm not sitting here telling you that I was getting ready to march towards, hey, they're going to go win an NBA championship. However, I definitely thought they'd be competitive. I mean, who would have predicted that it was? I'll give you an example. Trav did not like the move, right? Travis Rogers in the morning did not like the move. But I think if you looked at Trav, it's, okay, Trav, did you think it was going to be this bad? No one was predicting it was going to be this bad.
Right.
That
makes sense.
My issue this year, DeMarco, is so much of the conversation before was, well, AD's been injured. AD's been out. Let's wait for him to get back. Let's see what it looks like. Just blah, blah, blah. Just kind of continue that conversation. They're playing this year, and they're still 2-9.
Right.
So
we were all wrong, Slater. We were all wrong. Every one of us who said if LeBron is healthy, and more importantly, if AD is healthy, they're going to be a competitive and perhaps even a championship caliber team. And we were all wrong because they're playing and they're still 2-9.
I think there's one team in the NBA with a worse record than them right now. And you go look at the bottom of those standings, all those teams are strategically really, really bad. Or they just don't have any players. They just have incredibly young players, whatever the case is. Lakers are they're the only team that walked into the season trying to win. They're not winning. And, oh, by the way, they don't have a pick coming up because New Orleans will get that pick swap.
Yep. Houston's 2-10. I mean, Charlotte's 3-10. Orlando's 3-9. Detroit's 3-9. And the freaking Lakers with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
They become the freaking Lakers.
The freaking Lakers are 2-9 with three Hall of Famers on their team.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
How is that possible? It's unbelievable.
Do I owe anything to Anthony Davis because he won a championship? Or could I just be out on him? Is that fair?
I'll tell you, so how do I put this? I want to tell you.
The answer, how about just yes? Well, how do I put this? Yes.
Here's the cap. The reason why I was kind of hesitating is I've already set my expectations have already changed for him. There, and I have mentioned this a couple times. We're walking into this year. I was done with all that. I was done with the whole, hey, watch out for Anthony Davis. I saw Kendrick Perkins put something out before the season. this guy's going to be in the conversation for MVP. I'm like, Perkins, no, he's not.
I remember
that. I've been saying that for 2 years, and it's not going to happen because I've watched it now enough to where I don't have the expectations for him anymore. If he has a night where it's disappointing, I almost don't have much emotion behind it the way maybe I used to, because I'm not expecting him to take over games anymore. And that sucks, but that's when you're watching a player night in and night out, and he's telling you, hey, I'm not that guy. Maybe I was at one point, but I'm not that guy. I have less disappointment because I'm not expecting it.
Cap, Slee is the voice of my conscience. I just realized that. Thank you for saying that out loud, sir.
Way to go, Slee. Hey, Slee, we got to go, but are you planning on stopping by the fan protest? I mean, it would be a nice piece of reporting if you could tell us what actually is happening.
I'll walk right by them. I'll have my head down, and I will go right into the arena. I will not support a protest for a team that won 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, I just was looking to find out if it actually went down or goes down.
I will tell you, if I walk by and I see that it is going on, I'll send you a text, let you know if it's
happening. Yeah, send a couple of pictures if you don't mind.
All right, there you go.
All right. Slee, have a great weekend, pal. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right. There he is, Alan Slee. Well, you hear him on the pregame show, you hear him on the postgame show, and you're going to hear him on all these Lakers talk shows. So there you go. All right, listen, DeMarco is in. What we all need to know is coming up, including who's playing quarterback this Sunday for the Rams and what's going to happen when the Raiders take on the Colts with their new controversial coach. We'll get there. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.